Side 4.
Coleman Lee owned a taco hut in a strip mall on the outskirts of Gary, Indiana, in a section of town now ruled by the Mexicans. Coleman was 48, with two bad divorces decades earlier, no children, thank God. Because of all the tacos, he was thick and slow, with a drooping stomach and large, fleshy cheeks. Coleman was not pretty, but he was certainly lonely. His employees were mainly young Mexican boys, illegal immigrants, all of whom he, sooner or later, tried to molest or seduce, or whatever you'd call his clumsy efforts. Rarely was he successful, and his turnover was high. Business was slow, too, because people talked and Coleman was not well regarded, who wanted to buy tacos from a pervert. He rented two small boxes at the post office at the other end of the strip mall, one for his business, the other for his pleasure. He collected porno and gathered it almost daily from the post office. The mail carrier at his apartment was a curious type, and it was best to keep some things as quiet as possible. He strolled along the dirty sidewalk at the edge of the parking lot, past the discount stores for shoes and cosmetics, past a XXX video dive he'd been banned from, past a welfare office, one brought to the suburbs by a desperate politician looking for votes. The post office was crowded with Mexicans, taking their time because it was cold out. His daily haul was two hardcore magazines sent to him in plain brown wrappers, and a letter, which looked vaguely familiar. It was a square yellow envelope, no return address, postmarked in Atlantic Beach, Florida. Ah, yes, he remembered as he held it, young Percy in rehab. Back in his cramped little office between the kitchen and the utility room, he quickly flipped through the magazine, saw nothing new, then stacked them in a pile with 100 others. He opened the letter from Percy. Like the two before, it was hand-printed and addressed to Walt, a name he used to collect all his porn, Walt Lee. Dear Walt, I really enjoyed your last letter. I've read it many times. You have a nice way with words. As I told you, I've been here for almost 18 months, and it gets very lonely. I keep your letters under my mattress, and when I feel really isolated, I read them over and over. Where did you learn to write like that? Please send another one as soon as possible. With a little luck, I'll be released in April. I'm not sure where I'll go or what I'll do. It's frightening, really, to think that I'll just walk out of here after almost 2 years and have no one to be with. I hope we're still pen pals by then. I was wondering, and I really hate to ask this, but since I have no one else, I'll do it anyway. And please, feel free to say no. It won't hurt our friendship. But could you loan me $1,000? They have this little book and music shop here at the clinic, and they let us buy paperbacks and CDs on credit, and, well, I've been here so long that I've run up quite a tab. If you could make the loan, I'd really appreciate it. If not, I completely understand. Thanks for being there, Walt. Please write me soon. I treasure your letters. Love, Percy.
$1,000? What kind of little creep was this?
Coleman smelled a con. He ripped the letter into pieces and threw them in the trash.
$1,000, he mumbled to himself, reaching for the magazines again.